remember, gosh, I want to say it was like 5 years ago. I was reading a magazine and there was some article they were covering. And the article talked about how you're more likely in the United States to die from riding a bicycle than you are to get killed by a shark. And I thought it was just such a crazy comparison because so much of your day-to-day life interacts with bicycles. You really can't avoid them. You walk down a street, you know, you go to a lot of places, you ride a bicycle itself. You can't really prevent that from happening. I can guarantee it, I will never be attacked by a shark if I never go near the ocean. It's just not going to happen. It's impossible. But I love the ocean. I love going in the waves. Even though I really hate cold water and I live, you know, near the Pacific, I still go in. I still go in knowing fully aware that that could happen. See, the mind is an interesting thing because it can ignore consequences. It's our imagination working overtime to disregard the negative effects of our choices. We take a risk, but all we think about in the risk is the reward. We think about the rare chance and how amazing it'll be if it hits. And then when it doesn't, we get sad and discouraged and depressed and feel like we're small or feel like we were cheated. Like, it's not fair. I was supposed to get that thing. I did this action to get that reward and it didn't happen. I was cheated. But in reality, the odds are probably against you. Or you just hit that rare percentage that didn't work out your way. This comes very important to me because it comes with the phrase that I'm finally, I say finally because I'm more learning it. I don't know if it's cemented into my life yet, but everyone's heard it. Actions speak louder than words. The reason why I explain that first part is because when a person chooses an action, they choose the consequences with it. They might want to ignore it. They might want to make reasons why it shouldn't happen or how you're being crazy to think that, but it's not. Every choice a person makes, they make because they think in the moment's the best for their life. And if they ignore the consequences, it probably looks incredible for their life. But it might not be incredible for yours. Lately, I've been looking at people based on what they physically do towards me, and I towards them. If I don't treat them as good, but I treat another friend great, it means I'm probably not as interested in them. Romantic or friendship. And the same thing back, if I make plans with somebody and they cancel or they don't reschedule or they don't make time, I'm not bitter anymore. I used to be so bitter and angry and felt like I had to prove that or they would be punished later for their immaturity or disrespect to me, and now it's just moving on, getting over it. A person can feed you lines, they can make you promises, but if they're not willing to put their body into motion, into those actions, they're full of it. And the best thing you could ever do for yourself is stop believing somebody's words. It's a much harder reality this past week. Me doing it has been a lot of pain, but it's also been freedom. It's been excitement. It's been less confusion. It's been simpler because I see people for who they are by what they do. Not what they post, not what they talk about, what they do. And I'm going to start doing more of me. Gravitating those people around me that are the same. For this week, just this week, the people you love, the people you just meet, why don't you look at them for their actions, not their words? It might be startling to see who shows up and who goes away. But the truth is worth it. Have an awesome week, you guys.